From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Former U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is offering to testify in the Congress investigation into the Trump campaign and Russia in exchange for immunity from prosecution. Flynn was forced to resign as one of Donald Trump's closest advisors after it was revealed that he had misled Vice President Mike Pence about his communications with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee held an open hearing Thursday on Russia's meddling in the U.S. election.
As the U.S. intelligence community unanimously assessed in January of this year, Russia sought to hijack our democratic process, and that most important part of our democratic process, our presidential elections. As we'll learn today, Russia's strategy and tactics are not new, but their brazenness certainly was.
The committee's vice chairman, Senator Mark Warner, ahead of the open hearing, Vladimir Putin blasted and denied any Russian involvement in the U.S. election. The Trump administration has declined to comment on a report that two White House officials reportedly provided the leader of a congressional investigation with intelligence that showed members of the Trump presidential transition team were caught up in incidental foreign surveillance by U.S. spy agencies. A spokesman for House of Representatives Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes said he met a source on White House grounds before making his disclosure about the intelligence reports last week that Donald Trump's transition team was caught up in the incidental surveillance. Previously, Nunes would not say where he met his source and has not revealed the identity of the source. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has met with Turkey's political leadership in the capital, Ankara. The visit comes amid strained ties between the two NATO allies. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is the most senior official to visit Turkey since the election of Donald Trump as U.S. president. Tillerson met Thursday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, along with other political leaders. The two NATO allies remain at loggerheads over Washington's support for the Syrian Kurdish group, the PYD, and its militia, the YPG, in fighting the Islamic State militants.
We stand alongside Turkey in their fight to stop terrorism directed against its country and its people.
Tillerson paid tribute to Turkey's hosting of 3 million refugees and said his talks focus on efforts to allow their return. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Israel's Security Cabinet has approved the country's first new Jewish settlement in the West Bank in 25 years while it holds talks with the U.S. on future activity. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised new homes for the hundreds of settlers forced to abandon the Amona settlement, which the Supreme Court declared was illegally built on Palestinian land. It was later destroyed. Palestinians regard ongoing Jewish settlement activity as the major impediment to peace. SpaceX launched its first recycled rocket Thursday, the biggest leap yet in its bid to drive down costs and speed up flights. The Falcon 9 blasted off from the Florida Kennedy Space Center, carrying a broadcasting satellite. Elon Musk is the founder of SpaceX.
The first reflight of an orbital-class booster did its mission perfectly, dropped off the second stage, came back and landed on the drone ship right in the bullseye. It's an amazing day, I think, for space as a whole, for the space industry. It means you can fly and refly an orbit-class booster, which is the most expensive part of the rocket. This is going to be ultimately a huge revolution in spaceflight.
The SpaceX refurbished booster will attempt its second landing at sea once it was finished boosting the satellite for the SES company of Luxembourg. And South Korean officials on Friday arrested former President Park Geun-hye over allegations of corruption and abuse of power. Park is accused of allowing a friend to extort money from companies in return for political favors. She has denied the allegations, but last year she vowed to take responsibility if she's found guilty. South Koreans vote for Park's replacement on May 9th. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.